Parshas Chayei Sora. We'd like to look, Be'ezus Hashem, at the pasuk in this week's parsha of Avraham Zokein Bo Bayomim. Avraham Avinu became elderly, V'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him, blessed Avraham Avinu Bakoil with everything. So the Medrash says on that pasuk, Avraham Hoyomavarech Es Hakoil. Avraham Avinu himself would bench everybody. Shenema v'nivruchu v'cha. This is one of the koichos that was given to Avraham Avinu, that he was able to bench others. Says the Medrash, if Avraham Avinu was benching everybody, mi bireich es Avraham. He was the one dispensing the brachas. So who benched, who gave a bracha to Avraham Avinu? Answers the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevarachoi. And that's what it means, Vashem beirach es Avraham bakoil. So the Medrash over here is asking a question and giving an answer. The question was, if Avraham Avinu is giving brachas to everybody else, so who gives brachas to Avraham Avinu himself? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives brachas to Avraham Avinu. And we need to understand, what exactly was the question of the Medrash? Avraham Avinu is giving everyone the brachas, but who's going to give Avraham Avinu the brachas? Who said that anybody gave Avraham Avinu brachas? Why was that, as it were, a pre-assumption? It must be that Avraham Avinu was the recipient of brachas. The question is, however, who was the one who gave him those brachas? After all, it can't have been other people because Avraham was giving them brachas. So the Medrash is apparently teaching us that it must have been that Avraham Avinu himself was the recipient of brachas. Why must that have been the case? And the answer seems to be, and this needs explanation, that in order for Avraham Avinu to have that koyach to give brachas to others, it must be that he himself was the recipient of brachas. And that was the Medrash's question. In order to give brachas, he himself needs to be the makabel of a bracha. So the Medrash therefore asks a very valid question. If he must, by definition, be the recipient of a bracha, who indeed gave him the brachas? To which the Medrash answers, yes, it's a good question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the brachas. V'al zeh nema, v'Hashem beirach es Avraham bakoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Avraham. So we learn from this Medrash, and we're going to try and explain this Be'ezus Hashem, that in order for Avraham Avinu himself to have that ability to give brachas to others, it must by definition be that he himself was the recipient of brachas. And then, and only then, does he have that koyach to give brachas to others. But were he himself not to be the makabel of a bracha, he could no longer therefore be a mevorich. And this clearly needs explanation. Why must Avraham Avinu be a makabel of a bracha in order to be the noisein of a bracha? He was given this koyach to give others brachas. Why must he himself be the recipient of a bracha as well? So on that medrash, there is a pirish called Yefei Toyar. The Pirush of Yefei Toyar is written about 500 years ago, and he explains the following. And he introduces us to a very fundamental concept in the name of the Baal HaIkrim. The Baal HaIkrim is one of the Gedolei HaRishayim. What does it mean exactly, a bracha? We go to a tzaddik on occasion for a bracha. The tzaddik gives us the bracha. How exactly does that work? So the Baal HaIkrim explains that essentially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would like, as it were, to send directly a shefa from Shomayim to the subject, to the recipient, the one who deserves this. Or at least, to the one to whom this is intended. The problem is that on occasion, as it were, there's a breakup in connection, which means he cannot be the direct recipient. He needs assistance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot send him a direct bracha. So it needs to come via the tzaddik. The tzaddik becomes the conduit for the bracha to be sent from Shomayim to its eventual intended target. Why could it not reach there directly without the intervention of a tzaddik? The answer is because on occasion, the receiver is not worthy. And even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided that he must get the following, parnasa or shefa or whatever it may be, but it needs to be brought down by a tzaddik. Therefore, explains the Yefei Torah, the tzaddik himself, in order to be that conduit, must first be the recipient of that bracha. The tzaddik receives the bracha himself, which is therefore able to direct, as it were, to the eventual target, who is always the intended recipient of the original bracha. And that's what the Medrash means. If Avraham Avinu is going to give others brachas, because they themselves apparently are not worthy of their own spiritual standing, they need Avraham Avinu's intervention, but clearly Avraham Avinu first has to get that bracha. Therefore, says the Medrash, who was the one who gave the bracha to Avraham Avinu? And the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A classic case in point, says the Yefei Torah, is the very familiar concept of Birkas Koyanim. Birkas Koyanim. The Gemara tells us in Chulin, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, Koy Sevaruch Hu Es Bnei Yisrael. The Koyanim are instructed to give Klal Yisrael a bracha. Says the Gemara in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, that's all fine and well, the Koyanim are dispensing brachas, but who is going to give the Koyanim the brachas? Says the Gemara, that's why it says afterwards in the Pasuk, Koy Sevaruch Hu Es Bnei Yisrael, Va'ani Avorachem, and I will bless the Koyanim. You see over here, says the Gemara, Koyanim Mevorachim LeYisrael, Va'kadosh Baruch Hu Mevorach LeKoyanim. It's the exact same mechanism. In order for the Koyanim to be able to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, to act as the intermediary, to act as the conduit, to bring that shefa down, they themselves must be deserving of the bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can Koyanim possibly bless Klal Yisrael? But who's going to give that bracha to the Koyanim in order for them to then redirect it to Klal Yisrael? Says the Torah, V'ani Avorachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees he will give a bracha to the Koyanim, the Koyanim will then give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Says the Yefei Toyar, that's exactly the same as what's happening with Avraham Avinu. And in fact, every time a tzaddik gives a bracha, it's not merely the waving of a magic wand, but rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu issues the bracha onto the tzaddik, and he is therefore able to redirect that and pass it on to the one to whom he was initially attended in the first place. So we see, therefore, that the tzaddik is zoicha to the brachos. Why? In order for him to have that koyach to bench others as well. So when we go back to the original pasuk, Vashem beirach es Avraham bakol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham Avinu with everything. Avraham Avinu was the recipient of tremendous brachos from the Ribbono Shel Olam. What was it specifically? The Torah says, Bakoil, everything. But if we stop and think, why indeed was Avraham Avinu blessed? Why was he blessed? Why was he blessed with this bracha of Beirach Es Avraham Bakoil? The answer is, in order to redirect it to Klal Yisrael. Which means in the final analysis, that Avraham Avinu is the recipient of the bracha only in the zechus of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael need to receive the bracha, however they need this intermediary, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses Avraham Avinu, Bakoil, with everything, now that he has that ability to give a bracha to be passed on to Klal Yisrael. So too, with a Koyanim. Even though the Koyanim may not necessarily be tzaddikim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given them this koyach. That is the special koyach of a Koyan. A Kohen has the ability to give brachas, but in order to do so, it must be that initially he is the recipient of that bracha. Va'ani avarachim. Then he can pass on that bracha to Klal Yisrael. So the same mechanism is true. The Kohenim, who are the recipients of the brachas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, it's not so much for their own good. Rather, it's for the purpose of passing it on to Klal Yisrael. A very similar yesod, and this is a very fundamental yesod, and it's also to be found on the very pasuk that we are learning, in the pirush of the Ponim Yofes. The Ponim Yofes is, of course, the Baal HaFlo, one of the great Rebbeim of the Chasam Sofer. He also quotes this medrash that we began with. Avraham Avinu is giving brachas to Klal Yisrael. Who's the one who gives brachas to Avraham Avinu? And the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ponim Yafis explains in very similar but parallel vein. Chazal tell us that Avraham Avinu learned in yeshiva. He learned in yeshiva. What did he learn? He learned Torah Kedosha, obviously, even though it was prior to Matan Torah. Avraham Avinu, we know, was the ultimate Rav and teacher. HaNefesh HaShe'osu B'choron, that was his job. His tafkid in life was to teach Torah. Torah, at least in those days, meant to teach people how to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ponim Yafos, a fundamental yesod. We know, the Gemara tells us, this is the Gemara in Makkos, that one Amora said, I learned a lot from my Rebbe, but mitalmidai yoser mikulam. I learned more from my Talmidim. Now what does that mean? How can the Rebbe learn from his Talmidim? The Rebbe is the teacher, he's not the student. He learned more from his students. Says the Ponim Yafa is a gewaldige yesod. The neshama of the Talmid finds its shayresh in the neshama of the Rav. Meaning, the chokhmah, the Torah, that the Talmid is destined to learn, is sent to him, not directly, but indirectly, via his Rebbe. And that's what it means. His neshama is absolutely bound up with the neshama of the Rebbe. This is the way that Torah is transmitted. There always has to be a conduit. Moshe kibul Torah misinai, Masara liYeshua, Yeshua leZakenim. Torah has to be learned from a Rebbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not send Chochmas HaTorah directly to the Talmid. It always has to come from the Rebbe. In order for the Rav to be able to teach Chochmah to the Talmidim, well obviously, he himself has to have that Chochmah. Therefore, says the Ponim Yafos, the Chochmah which is granted to the Rav is really the Zechus of the Talmidim. Why was the Rav granted this Chochmah? Not really so much for his own benefit, for his own Toyeles, but rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be the conduit through which the Chochmas HaTorah is passed on to the Talmidim. Says the Ponim Yafos, that's what it means, mitalmidai yoser mikulam. Mitalmidai yoser mikulam doesn't mean that I learned Torah from my disciples. Rather, all of my Torah chiefly comes in the zechus of my Talmidim. Because were it not for the fact that I've got so many Talmidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never have granted me this Chochmah in the first place. The reason why I was Zeicha to this Chochmah is in order to pass it on to the Talmidim. And that's what it means, mitalmidai yoser mikulam. And that, says the Ponim Yafos, this is a very brand new pshat, a very novel interpretation. When the Mishnah says, Ezehu Chacham, what does it mean, Ezehu Chacham? Haloimed mikol odom, says the Mishnah. Says the Ponim Yafos, do you know what that means? Haloimed mikol odom doesn't mean, again, where you learn your chokhmah from, but rather, in whose zechus were you zeicha to chokhmah. Haloimed mikol odom. The chokhmah is the one who realizes that all his chokhmah came to him in the zechus of kol odom, all his Talmidim. Why so? Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu just directly send that Chochmah to the Talmidim? No, because it always has to come through a Sheiresh, through a Tzinoir. The Rav is the medium through which the Chochmah HaTorah is passed on to the Talmidim. Haloi meid mi kol odom means I learned my Torah in the Zechus of kol odom. Says the Ponim Yafos, we say every day in davening, V'ho'er einenu b'seira secho. What's the literal translation? May you illuminate our eyes with your Torah. But we know that the word einayim, eyes, the Torah uses those words to refer to the leaders. Einei ho'edo, the eyes of the community are the leaders of the community. Says the Ponim Yafos, a wonderful new interpretation. V'ho'er einenu b'seirasecho. Illuminate. What does it mean, illuminate our eyes? In other words, illuminate our teachers. They are our eyes. In order that they should be filled with chokhmah, so that they are able to transmit that chokhmah to the Talmid. Chazal teach us that if a Rav is laden with chokhmah, but he does not pass it on to his Talmidim, then that chokhmah is removed from him. Why is it removed from him? So the simple understanding is, it's a punishment. Don't be so selfish. Why are you keeping the Torah to yourself? Says upon him, Yofis, no. The reason why it's taken away is because it was only ever given to you in the first place in order to be transmitted to the Talmidim. That's why you were granted chokhmah. Mitamida yesa mikulam. If you don't fulfill, as it were, your share of the bargain, you don't pass on that chokhmah to the Talmidim, then it's a mekach tos. You never would have been zeicher to chokhmah in the first place. Says the Ponim Yafis in conclusion, that's what it means. Avraham Avinu was a zokein yoshev b'yeshiva. Through the fact he learned in yeshiva and he accrued chokhmah, he was then able to be mashpia, that chokhmah, on others. And that, in fact, says the Ponim Yafis, is what the posuk that we began with really means. Vashem beirach es Avraham bakoil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Avraham bakoil, meaning with Torah, that is bakoil. Why so? As we said before, in order for it to be transmitted to his Talmid. And that's what the Medrash means. Avraham Avinu was the tremendous mashpia. He was the one who influenced so many, the Rambam says, thousands and thousands of Talmidim. But who was mashpia onto Avraham Avinu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted that chokhmah into the neshama of Avraham Avinu for the sole purpose of him being therefore able to transmit that to his Talmud. Now the Ponim Yafos actually wrote another sefer. He wrote a number of sforim, but one of them is a pirush to Kiddushin, and it's called Sefer HaMikna. He has there a very, very lengthy introduction, and I just want to quote to you one paragraph of that introduction. Because this is such a fundamental yesod. It's a completely new look that the way we view our Rav. Our Rav is not just the person from whom we happen to learn Torah from, but rather our neshama is bound up with the neshama of the Rav. He is the conduit that was sent to me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be the transmitter of his Torah. So the Ponim Yafos in his Sefer there, Sefer HaMikneh, in the introduction says the following. How do you choose who should be your Rebbe? How do I know who's my Rav? So we have guidance from Chazal. This is a Gemara in Chagiga, where the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, it's a pasuk, Torah yevakshu mipihu. You shall seek Torah from his mouth. From whose mouth? Ki malach Hashem tzvokis. From a malach. What does that mean? You have to learn Torah from a malach? So the Gemara says, Im doime horav lemalach. If indeed your Rav is comparable to a malach, then Torah yevaksho mipihu. That's the one. That's the one from whom you should search, you should seek out Torah. Which means, Chazal are giving us instructions. If you want to choose your Rav, your Rebbe, your teacher, the way to do it is, look for the one who is doime to a malach. And of course, that needs explanation. What does that mean, the Rav who is doime to a malach? What does a Rav who's doime to a malach looks like? Says the Ponim Yafos in the Sefer HaMikneh, phenomenal explanation. We know that an Odom is called a Mahalich. He travels, he moves, he grows, he's not static. Through his involvement in learning Torah, he's a Mahalich. Imbuchu koisai teilechu. Teilechu, you move and you grow, onwards and upwards. A Malach, however, is not called a Hoilich. A Malach is an Oimed. He remains static. A malach cannot grow in his ruchniyah. Whatever his level of kedusha is, that's the level that he forever remains at. Says the HaMikneh, when you want to choose your Rav, there are two types of Rabbein. There's the type of teacher who, albeit he teaches you Torah, but at the same time he's also trying to grow himself. And then there's a different type of Rav. The one whose only interest when teaching is for the sole purpose and benefit of the Talmidim. That Rav is Doimel Malach. Because when he's teaching you, he really is comparable to a Malach. He's an Oimed. he remains static, at least, vis-a-vis himself. That's what it means. The Rav who's interested in teaching and imparting the Torah, he understands that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has granted him that Torah in order to transmit to others. So when he's involved in teaching, he's involved in one project, and one project only, and that is the benefit of the Talmidim. He is, for those moments of teaching, like a malach, in which way he's an oymed. His purpose is not for personal growth. His purpose is for the Talmidim's growth. As far as he's concerned, at the moment I'm an oymed. That's what it means. You should seek out a rav like a malach. So we learn over here a tremendous chidush. And like we said before, perhaps a brand new look at the way we relate to our teacher. We are absolutely bound up. Our neshamas are connected absolutely to that of our Rebbe. The Rebbe is not just functional. He has information, and I don't know it, so he teaches it to me. Rather, the Rebbe received Chochmas HaTorah, the sole reason for imparting that to his Talmid. So whilst the Talmud, therefore, is forever grateful to the Rav for receiving that Torah, so too the Rav, as it were, is grateful for the Talmud. Mi Talmida Yesu Mikulam. Because were it not for the Talmud, the Rav wouldn't have that Chachma in the first place. So let us just finish with a famous Gemara in Makkos. The Torah tells us, as we well know in Parsha Shoftim, that if somebody kills B'Shoigeg, he has to escape to the Orei Miklot, where the Torah says, Yonus el achas hahorim ho'ela, he will flee to one of these cities of refuge, Vochai, and he will live there. Says the Gemara, that if a Talmid has to be exiled, because he killed the Shoigeg, Megalin Raboi Imoi, then you have to exile the Rav together with him. Shenemar, because it says, Vochai. If the Talmud is expected to be able to go to the Orei Miklot, Vochai, and live, well, then he cannot live without his Rebbe. The Rambam says very beautifully that a Talmud Chochem, somebody really wants to learn, Beloi Talmud, without learning, without anybody to teach him, Kemisa Chashubin. He's Chashub Kemisa, he's like dead. The Torah didn't say go to the Orei Miklot and die, it says go to the Orei Miklot and live. The Talmud can only live if he's accompanied by his Rav. But the Gemara adds five more words, because the Gemara, having taught us that when the Talmud is Goyle, the Rav has to go with him, the Gemara then says, Rav Shegola? And what happens if the teacher himself is exiled? Megalin Yeshivosoi Imoi. His whole yeshiva must go with him. I think in light of what we've explained until now, this makes perfect sense. In the same way as the Talmud cannot live without the influence of the Rebbe, but so too the Rebbe cannot live without the Talmud. Mi Talmida Yesa Mikula. Because the Rav understands that if I'm not teaching my Talmud, then I'm not Zeicha to Chochma in the first place. Like the Gemara said, that if a Rav does not impart that Chochma to the Talmidim, then the Chochma is taken away from him. So it's a two-directional relationship. The Talmud, yes, is the recipient of the Chochma from the Rav, but the Rav appreciates that ultimately he too is also a recipient. Because without the zechus of teaching Talmidim, he wouldn't have that Chochma. Therefore, for the same reason as the Talmud must be exiled together with his Rebbe, because otherwise we have not fulfilled Vochai, he's not alive, that is the precise reason why the Rav, who is Goyla, the Talmidim have to go with him. Because he too also is not alive without his Talmid. So we've learned in this pasuk of Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakoel, tremendous chidushim, that the tzaddik has the ability to give brachas to others. In order to do so, he himself is the recipient of brachas. But those brachas that were bequeathed upon the tzaddik is only really ultimately in the zechus of the Talmidim. The Ponim Yofa has continued that theme by teaching us that so too the Chochma, which he transmits to his Talmidim, ultimately was granted to him, says the Ponim Yofa, in the zechus of the Talmud, then the shomayis are absolutely bound. This is a brand new look at the whole Rav-Talmud relationship. They really are like one. Then the shomayis are united. The Talmud receives his Torah from the Rav, to the extent that therefore without the Rav, he's not chai, but so too the Rav received his Torah in the zechus of imparting that to the Talmidim. And without the Talmidim, then so too, he is also not chai. And all of that was hinted to and taught to us in the words, Vashem beirach es Avraham bakol. In order for Avraham to be a mashpia, in order for him to have that capacity to give brachos to others, and in order for him to be the teacher of others, he himself first had to be the recipient of the brachos. He himself had to be the recipient of the Torah. Why? In the zechus of benching others and in the zechus of teaching others. I wish you all a very good Shabbos.